It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, do we need Jason today? Is it accurate to say the Packers have had a different kicker for three straight days? Let's see if Jason Wilde says that is accurate. Good afternoon, Jason.
Well, I mean, they've had Alex Hale the whole time. I guess they released him, but he's their international player, so he doesn't count, really.
Narveson today, yesterday was Joseph, and the day before, so that would be accurate.
It would be, yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah. Yes, it's Matt LaFleur called it uncharted territory and a unique situation, which I thought was being kind. You know, he was kind of trying to dodge the question of how do you figure out exactly how this is going to work with a brand new kicker who hasn't been in camp with you. I mean, I didn't even get into the, you know, this guy hasn't even worked with you guys on whatever your game plan is for kickoffs. But
yeah, well, they can solve that right away, Jason. That's easy.
Yeah, just kick it through the end zone. Yeah.
Yeah. But
the greater issue was, you know, as I stated to him, you know, the difference between winning or losing in this league is razor thin. And he interrupted me and said, oh, I'm well aware. And now you managed to bring five kickers through your program during your training camp. Five.
Yeah.
And you chose none of them. I just, you know, and this kid, you know, Braden Narveson, I'm sure is a nice kid, and we'll find out more about him. But he kicked at three different schools in 5 years.
Yeah.
Iowa State, Western Kentucky, and then NC State. And he made 78% of his kicks for his career. Like, it's great that he made 6 out of 7 and made a 59-yarder in a game in the preseason and had a game winner against Seattle in the preseason. But the bottom line is that he is just as unproven as Anders Carlson, and at least, and I'm not advocating for they should have just kept Anders Carlson, but like, at least you saw Anders Carlson make kicks in NFL games that counted, and a couple of them were kind of important. So
yeah.
He's
a bigger gamble than the other two guys that they just let go. I mean, no one can
argue. It's a risk. Yep, and Goody admitted that, and I did think Goody had a great self-aware moment in which he admitted he's probably not as patient with specialists as he should be.
But Jason, that's basically saying this guy's not going to survive either. If you're not patient, then you don't take a gamble. You get the best. Wouldn't you get the person that you think is the most reliable? And he didn't. No, doesn't that tell you this guy's not going to last? The odds are this guy's not going to last either if Goody says he doesn't have much patience, right? I mean.
Yeah, I mean, let's, you know, Goody mentioned how there was the. He first started working at Lambeau, right? Because he'd been an area scout for a long time. And so in 2012 was the year that he first started working at Lambeau Field. And he basically admitted, like, him and others in the building couldn't believe that Ted was sticking with Mason Crosby when he made, like, 67% of his kicks that season.
Yep.
And so he's... You know, it didn't matter that Anders Carlson was a draft pick. He was going to move on. But the point is that there's no guarantee that this guy's an upgrade. In fact, there's a more likely chance that he's not as good than it is that he's better. So I think they all know that. I think, you know, Matt LaFleur had a line too today about how he's been on teams where it's basically a revolving door. And you don't want to be in that situation. But guess what? You're on your sixth kicker.
They just bought a door. Matt, you just bought a revolving door.
Yes.
Didn't they?
Congratulations. Yeah. I don't know if Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin makes that or not. But if they do, Matt LaFleur should get a deal on it because it is definitely the situation.
And the reason I think it's important to state it like this is because if the guy turns out to be good and consistently good, they deserve immense credit for taking the huge gamble that it is, and huge is the right word, and having it work out so well. Because that's really what's going on. This is a huge gamble.
Yeah, I mean,
Pebble, for those who don't agree, Pebble, again, give us the resume of Braden Narveson.
Well, he wasn't going to replace Nick Folk. He was probably not going to win that job in Tennessee, but he was 6-7 for a long of 59 yards. Also had another long one that was almost returned for a touchdown, though.
And he's now a kicker in the NFL. Jason, I don't know that there's anybody that has ever gotten a job with that resume.
Oh no, they had a punter early in my career.
No, I mean place kicker, guy kicking field goals.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean they had a guy that was a bartender the week before.
Right.
Look, but he is undeniably a risk. At the same time, Goody will basically based on what he said, the way you put it. Like, if this guy misses a kick in Brazil, he may pull the plug on him and get somebody else, which I just don't know if that's a healthy way to go about, you know, kind of handling that position. But the fact of the matter is that he didn't believe in any of the guys he brought in here. But Braden Narveson was available to them after the draft. He could have easily signed him as an undrafted free agent. He didn't.
He hadn't. He didn't have 6-7. Jason, he didn't have that 6-7.
It's true. But now they basically, you know, they had two different backup quarterback candidates, and they settled on a guy that played for the Titans, and now they had five kicking candidates, and they settled on a guy that kicked for the Titans.
Anybody else there with the Titans that could fit a position backup running back? You got a running back with the Titans that could end up?
Yeah, I don't know. They're not a very good team from what I can tell. They have a new head coach, so I'm not sure if they're the team that you want to be pillaging for guys. But again, it could work. Look, you got to give, like you said, you got to give Goody the benefit of the doubt here. Like it is a bold move because look, the easiest thing for him to do would have been to say, look, we believe in Anders. He's had his ups and downs. You know, I would have liked him to have made that 32-yard field goal. Goody claims that that's not why he cut him. I don't believe him because Anders was 22 of 25 in practice down the last, like, 2 weeks. So he was kicking at an 88% clip in practice. And then on top of that, he had made a 54-yard field goal and two extra points.
Yep.
I will die on this hill of saying the problem with the 32-yard miss was that it reminded him that you're always waiting for which kick is this guy going to miss in this game. And that's the bottom line. And so while he can say it wasn't just that kick, it's what that kick represented that I think was the death knell for Anders. And you know, I did enjoy the fact that I'm going to play this for Tausch tomorrow for sure, was that he basically said, look, there are some guys that, you know, get into the league and do it right away, and then there's other guys that it takes them a while to kind of figure things out. And he said Anders is probably one of those guys, and he pointed out J.K. Scott, who he drafted as a punter, who now has turned into a pretty darn good punter for the Los Angeles Chargers. Wasn't one for the Packers after the Packers drafted him. But again, another example of, you know, maybe you should let these guys work out their inconsistencies with other teams. And then once they finally figure it out, that's the time to get them. And I'm not sure Harbison has done that yet. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I.
But
I mean, part
but
of
But Narveson. Narveson may still have to work those out, too. Like, that, great for him. He made 6 out of 7 in preseason games. I wasn't at Titans practice charting his accuracy in their practices like we were for the guys that came through here. So, again, we'll see what he does in Brazil, and they've certainly had kickers who were good enough as rookies. You know, Ryan Longwell was good enough as a rookie.
Any research on why he ended up at three colleges? My assumption was he sucked at Iowa State, then he goes to a smaller school, Western Kentucky. He must have been very good, so much so that North Carolina State gave him a chance. And he must have been pretty good there. That's just without looking at any facts.
Yeah, I don't have a great understanding either of why his kind of path went this way. He was not there yet today. They claimed him, but he has not yet joined the team. He should be there tomorrow. Of course, we don't have locker room tomorrow, so I don't have to talk to him. But we'll have Rich Bisaccia. We can ask him about it. It's just, again, this is a team that they believe is capable of winning a Super Bowl. And if you're going to trust a kicker who's never kicked in the league before, I wish you luck.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense from that standard. It just doesn't. I mean, what would have made sense to me from that standard would have been Joseph.
Yeah, he's made, no offense, this is not meant as a shot at Braden Narveson, but that's great that he made a 46-yarder to beat Seattle in preseason. It's great that he made a 59-yarder in a game. Greg Joseph made a 61-yard game-winning field goal for the Vikings in a game that counted. So, again, I'm not saying that Greg Joseph is Jan Stenerud or, Adam Vinatieri or anybody like that. I'm just saying he's at least got some evidence of what he's capable of.
And when we say these things, we all know that Goody thinks is aware of all those thoughts, too. I mean, it's not like we're just making some up. Those are the discussions that existed, and they said, hey, we're willing to take a chance on this guy. The Discount Liquor Twitter poll question, Jason, we'll let you be the first to answer it. Will Braden Narveson be the kicker for the Green Bay Packers in the final regular season game? I would vote no.
Yeah, I would vote no. I don't have a crystal ball, but based on when the general manager publicly admits that he's not patient enough, that would be enough to tell me that if I have to guess, I'm going to guess that he ain't going to be keeping the job.
Yeah. Jason, there are other things I want to ask, but we have like a free week. So
We do have a bonus week. Yep.
Yeah, we should have all taken this time off except for you. There's 5 days. There's no point because next Tuesday we can start and do and discuss the same stuff that we're talking about now because nothing's going to happen between then and now unless they get another kicker tomorrow. Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Tim Van Vorn, Fox 6 Sports. Not next, but soon.
The Homer Hour is back after this on 94.5 ESPN.
Well, we got an accident now on 4394 southbound at Beecher. It's off on the left shoulder, so watch out for that. People are walking around the vehicle, too, so just be extra careful. Delays coming in from North Avenue all the way down through the Marquette down to that point. Northbound 43 slowing down from about Kilbourne all the way up past Fond du Lac Avenue, almost to Locust. Westbound 94 backing up out of the Marquette all the way to about Mitchell Boulevard with the eastbound side very heavy from 84th Street through the stadium interchange. Traffic is brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. Have unwanted clutter or junk? Go to twomeninajunktruck.com for a free no-obligation estimate. Keep what you love, ditch what you don't. And check in the TMJ4 Storm Team forecast. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, low of 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 76 at the lake, 80 inland. Weather is brought to you by the Racine Raiders. Catch the Gridiron Bowl 2024 on Saturday, August 31st at 7 p.m. at Horlick Field in Racine. Get your tickets now at gridironbowl2024.com. From the WTMJ Traffic Center, I'm Debbie Lozaga on 94.5
ESPN. The only thing that tops our selection is your savings. Discount Liquor.
Take me out to the ball game, roll out the barrel, and get up, get out of here, gone. There's nothing like Milwaukee baseball. The Brew Crew is back, and we're here to help you turn your tailgate or game viewing experience into a grand slam. Hi, this is Marie from Discount Liquor, where since 1960, we have provided the best selection and the lowest prices. We stock literally thousands of varieties of beer, liquor, wine, and mixers. Over 15,000, actually. But who's counting? The point is, you want it, odds are we have it. Combine our incredible selection and everyday low prices with our two convenient locations, and you've got your one-stop shop for game day. Discount Liquor, in Milwaukee, on 51st and Oklahoma, only 10 minutes from AmFam Field, and in downtown Waukesha, on Barstow and Main. Discount Liquor.
September baseball is coming, and every Brewers game means even more this time of year. Get to American Family Field as the crew takes on the Rockies September 6th through the 8th. Get your seats now at Brewers.com.
There's a good chance you're on a budget. We all are. But she wants a diamond. You know it. I know it. And Robert Hack Diamonds knows it too, because they offer a huge collection of lab-grown diamonds, and they sell them at crazy prices. How about 2-carat total weight diamond studs for $8.95? Robert Hack Diamonds can get any size, shape, or clarity in natural or lab-grown diamonds. Don't buy until you call Robert Hack Diamonds. $8.95 for a 2-carat pair of diamond studs. Oh, baby! Robert Hack Diamonds in Greenfield and in Brookfield. Why overspend when you can save at Robert Hack Diamonds for the same diamond you're looking for? Some jewelers are charging nearly $5,000 for a lab-grown diamond. Not Robert Hack. Your visit will be worth it, and she'll think so too. Robert Hack also offers repair services and cash for your old gold. But remember, before you do anything, as I did, RobertHackDiamonds.com, and visit them in Brookfield or in Greenfield.
Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Nope. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.